And welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. We are joined by our chemist friend, Tony. Welcome to the program, Tony, for the first time.
Oh, it's a pleasure. How are you doing?
Well, wonderful. Now, you're one of the chemists that works with our manufacturer, a not NASA contract engineer that makes our monatomic Tesla-activated iodine. And I want to talk about the chemistry. You have a background in chemistry yourself. You're involved with quality control and production. And I'd like you to use a spectrophotometer to see the spectral change as it goes through the Tesla field. And this is a very, very, in a sense, intense process, which actually can be dangerous as well. There can be explosions. And the field is so powerful, it actually changes the structure and the spectral peaks of the monoatomic nutriodine. Can you give us a little bit of idea of the quality assurance necessary in order to produce this? Which, by the way, is not like any other iodine on the planet, anybody else that markets it. Now, iodine is not the highest energy halide. Fluoride, chloride, and bromide are higher. But when you make it into this Tesla form, it's a higher energy molecule which can displace these halides. And unfortunately, because of the toxic pollution of chloride, fluoride, and bromide in our food supply, it's actually displacing iodine and therefore interferes with normal mitochondrial function. So tell us some of the steps in your quality assurance when you manufacture nutriodine.
Okay, sure. So first, we do an analysis with a high-resolution UV-Vis spectrophotometer. That just means that the spectrophotometer is capable of measuring light in the ultraviolet and visible spectrum of light. So I take a raw sample first to show where the initial product lies. And then whenever we expose it to our electromagnetic radiation, electromagnetic field, then that's what we call that cooking it. We come back and then I do another analysis on the spectrophotometer, and I see a shift in the peak. So whenever it's raw, first you get high peaks where you have the I3 and I2 species of iodine, and that's raw iodine. It's in the molecular form. And right. So whenever we cook the iodine, it cleaves that bond of the molecule, the I2, it cleaves that bond. And now you have your atomic iodine, which is coined, nascent iodine. That's what people are calling it.
Yeah, but a lot of people use the term loosely nascent, and they don't manufacture nascent because ordinarily when you have any other form of iodine, whether it's mined from, say, Utah, which is one of the companies I think that is manufacturing and putting, so saying it's nascent, the only true Edgar Cayce monoatomic Tesla-activated iodine is the nutriodine that we manufacture. And people need to understand that's what makes it really important. Now, there's three properties that nutriodine has. Firstly, the toxic halide pollution and the toxic industrial pollution, which are often the most dangerous molecules, are non-radioactive or halide organic compounds. In fact, the ones that are xenoestrogens are also halide. So in order to block the feminization of the male population, nutriodine is essential to manufacture new mitochondria because of gene induction. To make new mitochondria actually requires iodine to be present in its monoatomic form. It turns out that every enzyme in the body is in monoatomic form of an atom. So if you have manganese-dependent enzyme or zinc, a zinc metalloenzyme, every enzyme in the body is actually in its monoatomic form. So the chemistry of the body has to cleave the molecule in order to even make an enzyme. What happens with nutriodine, it also has a major antipathogenic effect. There are three antipathogenics. Nutriodine is number one. Number two is our NutriSilver. Number three is our Allicin Med. And we have our other things that help, like Nutrimune 26Y with immunoglobulins and transfer factor, and NutriDefense that blocks the fenton reaction, the viral capsid, and boosts the natural killer cell. So nutriodine is pretty unique. And I've actually seen over the years people with hepatitis C, their viral load drops to zero. I've seen AIDS drop to zero. I've seen people with chronic fungal infections and chronic spirochete infections such as Lyme disease or Lyme-like parasites, babesiosis or ehrlichiosis on immunotesting literally go away, and go away pretty quickly. Now, of course, we keep them on a low dosage to make sure it doesn't come back, but it is absolutely amazing. And most people don't realize pathogens and mitochondrial dysfunction are the two of the sine qua non of almost every disease, which nutriodine
absolutely
corrects.
Right, and so the Nutridyne formula, we actually send it to missions overseas, and we get tremendous Yeah. And just their phenomenal testimonials of how it's curing malaria, or not curing, but, you know, it's helped fighting malaria right. where it's non-existent.
I don't like to use the word cure for anything, even if it's gone. I use the word, it's in semi-permanent remission. How's that? In other words, there's no evidence that there's malaria present. And not only that, we have to understand if you're taking things like nutriodine and, say, or alisamid, which will prevent biting insects and biting, say, in Texas, where they insect population is going to explode, it'll prevent Zika virus, which 1 in 10 women that gets infected with the Zika is going to have a deformed baby. And, you know, people need to start understanding Zika also causes bone marrow failure, causes bleeding dialysis, and can stain your bone marrow for years before it can cause trouble. It can also put you fairly quickly into congestive heart failure. It can get inside the mitochondria of your cardiomyocytes and cause cardiomyocyte failure, meaning congestive heart failure in relatively young people in a matter of months or several years. It can just, boom, all of a sudden activate. So nitriodine is really essential. Go ahead.
You said the Zika virus is causing problems with birth?
Yeah, 1 in 10 women that gets a Zika infection positive on a PCR will have a deformed child. And it's progressive,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, so I know that the Nutridyne formula is, you know, pretty substantial because iodine is known to be the number one cause of preventative action for deformity.
And you know the reason why that is? Because most baby development is dependent on mitochondrial function. If you look at most of the illnesses in the body, and we're not talking about genetic mitochondrial illness, because mitochondria are 30 times more sensitive to oxidative stress and gene damage. And what the nutriodine does is it actually supports the regeneration of new mitochondria and what's called mitophagy, which is getting rid of old damaged mitochondria. The sine qua non on electron microscopy of a diabetic cell, if you actually look at a cell from a diabetic, is that they don't have adequate mitophagy, so they actually have old damaged mitochondria producing free radicals, damaging the genes, damaging the cell membranes and the enzymes. Most people mistake, for example, what causes illness, like heart disease and diabetes and peripheral neuropathy. It's all free radicals. And most free radicals are because you have old damaged mitochondria hanging around, and nutriodine speeds up what's called mitophagy, which gets rid of old damaged mitochondria and generates what we call mitochondriogenesis. So it's very important. Now, T4, which is the thyroid hormone, which your body makes, is converted to T3. T4 has a half-life of 37 hours. T3 has a half-life of 5.5 minutes. Each body compartment is converted separately. So when I hear these doctors, and I warned them back 37 years ago when the University of Calgary was trying to develop their pharmacology department based on my research with the head of pathology, a form of Cytomel, which is a slow-release form, I said, this is not the way you do it. Of course, the pharmaceutical companies always want to see if they can make a quick and dirty solution to it. The body's not one compartment. It's a multiple compartments. For example, the Russians did research on this over 40 years ago, and the Germans. I brought the test from reverse thyroid hormone test from Germany 37 years ago with Dr. Otto Hewen, head of pathology. And when we did our research on the insulin glucose tolerance test and looked at the reverse thyroid hormone, people don't understand if you have a fluoridated thyroid hormone molecule, brominated or chlorinated, it competitively inhibits the crystallography of the mitochondria and shuts down oxidative phosphorylation. So for every glucose molecule, instead of making 32 ATP, you make 2, just like anaerobic glycolysis.
Wow.
Now, when cells go anaerobic, that every cancer cell is anaerobic. People don't know that, do they? Every cancer cell also is extremely sensitive to insulin because one of the things that cancer does is actually increase the number of insulin receptors. So that's why insulin-potentiated chemo is very effective at amplifying the sucking in of the cancer chemo agents, even at low, low, low dosages that won't harm your normal tissues, they're sucked into cancer cells. Now, what happens is... I'm just going to finish up here. What happens is the T3 is converted to T2 and reverse T2 pretty quickly, and then it falls off the receptor, but it's 4,000 times more avidly attached to the receptor than T4. T4 is useless. So if you give somebody levothyroxine, it's absolutely and completely useless. You need to measure core temperature with a gerotherm alcohol thermometer or a highly sensitive digital thermometer used for pregnancy to determine if you're ovulating. I like the gerotherm, but the digital thermometer is fine if you get 2 digits, and we call it a fertility thermometer. You need to measure reverse thyroid hormone if it's high, or you also, and this is something nobody's doing, and I recommend we should do it, is we should doing a spectral analysis of the T3 molecule to see if it's actually a fluorinated molecule rather than an iodinated molecule. Pretty nasty, hey?
Wow, yeah, that is...
And no one's doing a ratio of iodinated T3 in the blood or any other body compartment, because remember now, blood compartment separate from your brown fat around your internal organs, separate from your brain compartment, and it degrades so quickly unless you had an imaging study like Dr. Linus Pauling's field ion scanner that I postulate how to build one with a radiologist 5 years ago in Los Angeles, you have no idea what's actually going on in that compartment because it's under control of the autonomic nervous system and local biochemistry. The problem is there's tons of evidence for that, but if you even talk to endocrinologists, they're not even aware of how important reverse thyroid hormone is, let alone the fact that if you have fluoridated water, brominated bread, chlorinated or chloramines, which are 100,000 times more avidly attached to the amide group of amino acids, you're going to displace iodine, and you're actually going to lock onto the receptor and shut down oxidative metabolism in the mitochondria. So basically, a lot of the diseases you see in the Western world now, including cancer, autism, and dementia, are simply mitochondrial dysfunction caused by loss of the ability to have iodine strong enough and highly energetic enough in a monoatomic form that it can displace these other molecules and reactivate mitochondriogenesis. Interesting, eh?
Right, and that's what your Nutridyne formula can do.
Now, if you think your other doctors, including your endocrinologists, know what I know over 40 years, you're delusional. And I can prove it. I can prove it with tests. You do it every batch when you make the Nutridyne, but I can prove it because what people need to understand, we should be doing fancy studies. For example, if someone has a disease, we should probably be doing, a white cell electron microscopy of their white cells to look at the health of their mitochondria. Do they have normal ultrastructure on electron microscopy? Do we have other tests of organic metabolites indicating mitochondrial metabolism is screwed up? And when you got a bad mitochondria, it's like a bad generator in a factory. It's going to fire sparks off, and then you're going to have an explosion if there's any gases in the air. The same thing goes on in the cell. You have free radicals that damage the surrounding tissues and biomolecules. For example, diabetes. When I first approached to look at diabetes, because my grandfather was dying of it, he was a candy maker at 13 and a very extremely wealthy jeweler. And at the time, back in the 1950s, he had a suite beside Frank Sinatra at the Copacabana before the revolution. So that shows you how wealthy he was. And
right.
He ended up, because he was a candy maker, every 7 feet in his jewelry stores, he had candy bowls. So people would be high as high at a kite on sugar while they're buying diamonds and rubies and other things. All right? So he was clever, very good marketer. He made millions of dollars even during the Depression when everybody else was starving to death. So they come to his place to actually, you know, make a sandwich and have a place to sleep so that they weren't starving to death during the collapse of 1929. Mm-hmm. But he was having because he wouldn't behave himself, he would sometimes, and I remember my mother would sometimes go on vacation with him. I was her dad. His blood sugar would be 700. So he was a bad boy. He would not get his diet under control and eventually end up on insulin. He was a tough character. He lived to be 79. So imagine a diabetic that lives to be 79. He was on dialysis at the time, and he did have below-the-knee amputations because he wouldn't behave himself. Now, sugar's bad, but the thing that causes diabetes is not sugar at all. Sugar's just the best patch to grab free radicals. Did you know that? When somebody says elevated sugar causes diabetes, I'm thinking, okay, we'll take a young athlete with a normal blood insulin at 2.2 microunits per mil and give them a big bowl of sugar and candy bars, and they're not going to end up with any glycation at all. If you measure hemoglobin A1C, there's none. That's because they don't have free radicals, because sugar just is a good patch. It literally is like a magnet to grab free radicals. And when it does, it attaches to body proteins. It's not as dangerous as the free radicals, but it's next. Also, those free radicals oxidize fatty acids, so VLDL3 and small particle HDL, which is the most dangerous, which, by the way, no doctors measure unless you do a lipid electrophoresis, which I do when I order my testing with my customer patients all over the world. None of the doctors do it correctly. And I got this training with a cardiologist from Harvard when I had the only dual laser viscometer in the western United States, west of Harvard, okay, back in the early 2000s. So I'm a prescient expert on this. And what's disturbing to me is the science that the doctors are using, whether it's treating thyroid. If your doctor is giving you just synthetic thyroid, He needs to get an intellectual spanking, let's put it that way. He doesn't know what he's doing. The clinicians who are based on clinical studies, like looking at your eyebrows if they're breaking off, or your skin if it's dry, or you've got myxedema of your lower extremities, those doctors are actually looking at clinical signs, and that's a better way to measure if your thyroid is being corrected. The ideal way is to measure core body temperature and so on. Now, what I'm trying to correct, and for every case of antithyroid antibodies, we call, where we get thyroiditis from antimicrosomal antithyroid antibodies, right? There's 50 to 100 cases of type 2 hypothyroidism, which is basically related to elevated blood free radicals and elevated blood insulin. And the reason why insulin goes up, and I discovered this, and I'm going to be publishing it this year, because I found the first cause of diabetes, that diabetics have high insulin and high insulin resistance, which, by the way, the response by Dr. McEwen at the Ron Curry Diabetic Institute was to pitch a fit in his office, curse and swear and throw things around his office. I thought I was on the set of The Exorcist. And then to force me in the middle of a blizzard to go to Edmonton, Alberta, to meet Roy LaRiche, the registrar, and almost die in a blizzard taking 13 hours to go between Calgary and Edmonton. So I'm not a happy camper, and I don't put up with crap from the medical profession or anybody else, period, ever.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that's why when I arrived there, I dumped a big chunk of data. He said, who did you work with? And I worked with the head of pathology. We had our test done at U of A in Edmonton, endocrinology unit, and it was checked every month in biosciences in La Jolla, California, at the World Reference Laboratory. So it wasn't just messing around. We're doing serious research. So this year, I'm going to publish the fact that diabetes is actually caused by the loss of superoxide dismutase, one isoenzyme, in your skeletal muscle. That's the primary cause of diabetes, and the reason why it is, it's a survival mechanism, so you'll survive an ice age. So the ice age genes get kicked on because of our toxic diet, and what the body does, it shuts down your mitochondria by producing reverse thyroid hormone that occurs parallel with the increased insulin, and now your muscles use fatty acids instead of sugar for fuel, so that you have, a million calories of fat on you if you're overweight, and you only have a few thousand calories of glycogen. You follow me, right? Now, why is this important with Neutrodyne?
Right.
Because basically the entire population are turning diabetic. If by the time, and this is in people in their middle years between 20 and 65, 69% of the population are diabetic or pre-diabetic, according to UCLA, published last fall, 2016. That's not good.
I know.
Everybody's turning diabetic, okay? Now, diabetes is basically, number one, a free radical illness that's an ice age response, so your metabolism is shut down. That's why when you look at someone who's obese, they did this research at the University of Philadelphia that in order to maintain your body weight after you've lost it, you have to eat 25% less calories than a person of the same height and sex. So when people think it's just, you're just stuffing your face, these people need to be literally intellectually punched in the face. They need to stop trying to pretend that obese people want to be obese or that they have an eating disorder. Many of them actually undereat and they actually malnourished because they're not getting enough nutrients with the lower calorie intake they're taking. So this idea that obese people are like that, and I call it diobesity. Now, some people aren't obese. They just get dyslipidemia. So they end up with calcified arteries or ready to throw off a clot or they've blocked arteries, but they don't get fat because their body still has enough brown fat to burn off the calories. Right? But if you start generating a lot of white fat, it's a storage device. It's almost like having a fastidious wife that decides to put everything in term deposit. And you make $10 more that month than you had spent, and it's going in term deposit, dear, you can't touch it for 5 years kind of thing. That's what obesity is.
Wow.
Yeah, so when I hear people... yeah, go ahead.
The plaque buildup in your arteries, or whatever it is that's building...
It's free radicals. It's free radicals burning the fat, and that's why they calcify. So we have things for that, too, like full vitamin K2... But Neutriodine is very essential because unless you get the redox potential in the body in an alkaline state back and the mitochondria working, things aren't going to be okay.
Corporate media dominates the... Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. Bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Help support Revolution Radio. Contact RevolutionRadio.org and promote them with donations, and listen to the NutriMedical Report show on Revolution Radio starting this May 2017. So, Mike, you know, if you think this is common knowledge in medicine, it's not. That's why I have doctors and patients that I consult with all over the world. Now, I had an interesting talk with Barry Farber, who's a veteran broadcaster, and hopefully he won't have a family crisis because his wife has some issues, health issues, and he had to cancel last time. But Barry said, you know, you're a bit overwhelming. I said, Barry, I overwhelm everyone. I overwhelm my wife, my sons, anybody I come in contact with. I said, don't feel special. I mean, you know, people have to understand I have unusual intellectual skill sets. And part of it is I would call the way my character is put together. My first word, just less than a year of age, was not mommy or daddy. It was the word no. No, I learned how to read and write. I learned how to read and write at 3 years of age on my own. I taught myself back in the early 1970s, which is long, long time ago. We're almost talking about, you know, almost 50 years ago, 45 plus years ago, how to program a nonlinear algorithms with the large, at the time, supercomputer, IBM 3650, et cetera, supercomputers. And as I said on the lecture, which I did on Tuesday with Derek P. Gilbert, I am going to be presenting a lecture this December on research I've been doing for 37 years, formally, with actual technology and patents that I have, of the applying quantum physics to biological systems, not just human. And it's not only the keys to lengthen lifespan and diagnosing illness, which I use now. We have two centers setting up a third center now with Dr. Jürgen Winkler here in Carlsbad. And I'm using Russian technology that's all developed over the last 55 years with Dr. Nesterov at the Nonlinear Institute in Moscow. And this was used with the cosmonauts to actually do quantum diagnosis using a special type of earphones that actually picks up harmonic resonant frequencies and will diagnose and cut through organs and tissues right down to even individual genes. Now, why is that the case? It's because every illness, every disease is a hierarchical harmonic resonant circuit. When I first presented this, a lecture I gave 36 years ago called Phonon Maser Cytogenetics to a panel of biophysicists, Dr. Rollins at the University of Calgary, and a number of PhDs. And at the end of it, the director there, Dr. Rollins, said, everything you said is plausible, but it'll take you 50 years to get it accepted. And if you survive the persecution from your colleagues, he said, eventually you'll get credit for it, or posthumously get credit for it, as a special and general theory of relativity to biological systems. I'm presenting it this December now, many, many years later. He was pretty close. That was 1981 when I did my lecture. So this is now quite a few years later, right?
Oh, yeah. No.
That's a long time. Okay, so my lecture will be, it's called The Song of DNA. Now, why is that important? It's because every mineral literally is the opening harmonic resonant frequency between your telomere and their cell membranes and also the membrane of your nucleoplasm, which is a little ovoid spherical object inside your cell that regulates the gene switching on and off. And your gene switching is totally dependent on mineral harmonic resonant frequencies. Now, if you have, for example, a ballast of a mercury-based light in your home or ceiling, the resonant frequency is going to give you, in the same periodic table of elements in the vertical line of the table, it'll affect zinc metalloenzymes, because if you look at your periodic table of elements and you're a chemist, you'll actually see that each one has the same order of what's called electron valence. In terms of that valence, right, also sets the harmonic resonant frequencies, and the resonant frequencies can jam actually zinc metalloenzymes. So if you're exposed to harmonic resonant frequency, we now have gene-based weapons that have been developed by both us and the Russians that actually will switch on and off specific genes and even cause activation of what's called atavistic genes, so they can take chickens and irradiate them to specific resonant frequencies, and they'll start developing raptor claws because they're ancient descendants of velociraptors. Are you aware of that?
Wow.
So I like to tease my wife. I said, boy, because we eat chicken more than anything else. I said, I love velociraptor. To me, this is us getting back at those guys that were giants back then. Remember, they stood at the shoulder 7 to 8 feet tall, and with their head were probably 10, 12 feet tall. And they could run at about, 70 miles an hour with claws like titanium alloy claws that are 6 inches long. Rip your guts right up.
Nutri-Medicals NutriSilver is a must for every family's medicine cabinet. 100% safe for children and adults, it protects and promotes health by completely removing stealth and major pathogens. Silver must be in its ionic state to activate and kill singlet oxygen, killing capacity for viruses, bacteria, and pathogens. It has a maximum punch because it is delivered in a liposomal enzymatic envelope and is hydrogenated. It's so safe that you can put drops in your eyes, inhale in your sinuses or lungs. NutriSilver orally will clear pathogens from your GI tract, viruses, bacteria, and pathogens. It's thousands of times stronger than any nanoparticle or colloidal silver anywhere else. And every silver atom is activated to kill pathogens and stimulate stem cells. Our customers tell us that if they wake up with a sore throat, take a few sprays of NutriSilver in a few minutes, they are already feeling better. NutriSilver is truly amazing. Try it and you'll see the results for yourself. Dosages are small because of NutriMedical's advanced technology, topical or internal applications. Order at NutriSilver today with free shipping at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871.
Are you tired of running to your doctor for medical tests like iron levels and bone density? How would you like to have the access to your own diagnostics? This simple interpretive test can give you results in just a few minutes right in your own computer. Find out if you have high cholesterol, viscous blood, abnormal blood sugar, developing eye problems, dropping hormone levels, and normal organ function. Dr. Bill's QRMA uses the magnetic fields of your body and harmonic frequencies to predict functional abnormalities and deficiencies. The QRMA, or quantitative resonant magnetic test, is quick, non-invasive, and simple to use. Colorful display reads off mild, moderate, or severe deviations of normal standards. Why is Dr. Bill's QRMA so predictively accurate? It compares it to a massive database, and you can send the results for Dr. Bill to do an interpretation, as all analyses for you and your family are totally included in the cost of the machine. You can purchase the QRMA now at an amazing sale price with payments spread over 6 months. The QRMA is quick and safe. Go to NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871, that's 888-212-8871. NutriMedical's Vitamineral Mix. Finally, a high-quality bioactivated multivitamin and mineral drink that tastes fruity, delicious for the whole family. NutriMedical's Vitamineral Mix will deliver activated nutrients to your cells, jumping genetic toxic blockades to fully activation. Powered not by in any other multivitamin mineral supplement, every metabolically converted vitamin and bioalbion chelated mineral jumps across the cell membranes to full activation. Energy, detoxification, regeneration, and hormones at peak performance will be yours and your children's. Stimulate your maximum potential and live to the full for your whole family with Vitamineral Mix. That's VitaMineralMix at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. Vitamineral Mix for maximum activation of the best vitamin for your family. So you do a whole lot of series of really advanced things. What other companies try to do is try to separate out the other minerals from the diatomic form of iodine, thinking it's similar. Or I've even heard nutritional people saying they want to give Lugol's iodine, which was invented over 200 years ago. That was invented in France. It's not equivalent. In fact, one of the prophecies given by Edgar Cayce, and people need to know who Edgar Cayce was. He would go into a kind of a trance state, and he would actually diagnose people right up even to the president. And if you actually go to the Edgar Cayce Institute, this man prophesied that at some time that nutriodine, or the monatomic iodine that various people tried to do, there was an Indian chemist something like 50 years ago, made some version, but he didn't have all the technology to make the actual full-force monatomic iodine because they couldn't generate the Tesla fields to do so. It's actually quite dangerous. You probably know that because you're actually working on the manufacturer. But you can have a great big damn explosion, right. And the field effect that you have there is in what's called, you know, mega Tesla field. This is a field that's millions of times stronger than the magnetic field of the Earth. We're not talking about a normal little mile field. We're talking about a field that's literally atomic smashing. It literally breaks the bonds of diatomic iodine. It's not a normal field.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's confined in that spot.
Yeah. So now, the problem is, you see, what's going on right now is what's called a mitochondrial apocalypse. If you're looking at the effect on sea life, for example, in the Pacific Ocean, one of the prophecies of the Bible says, and there should be a release of Chernobyl, that'll poison one-third of the oceans of the Earth and the sea life thereof. Where Chernobyl is actually in Russian-Ukrainian means wormwood, and wormwood means the waters that were poisoned during the time of Moshe and Moses, that he actually cast they call the weed into it, you know, the plant, that actually cleared the water of the toxins, it grabbed the toxins. Right now, the Pacific Ocean is poisoned by radioactive deuterium and tritium, radiotoxins, up to 200 of them. They're releasing radiotoxins of the atmosphere that are chewing up the ozone layer, which is part of the reason why the oceans are dying, is not only the pollution we're releasing, but the ground-level ozone and the high-energy ultraviolet light, cosmic, and X-rays that are striking the ocean surface, because the top 30 feet or 10 meters of the ocean makes 80% of the world's oxygen, so it's dropped from 21% to 19% in the last 20 years.
Wow.
Now, people aren't panicking over that. They see sci-fi shows where they say, hey, how come there are all these dome cities all over the place in sci-fi? People are, in a sense, remote viewing the future, that if we continue to do what we're doing, you'll either need to carry an oxygen pack with you and have a mask on, like a somebody with CPAP, concentrating the air so you can actually have enough to breathe so your frontal lobes work, or you'll have to live in a dome city. That's what's coming. Now,
Wow. The
problem is outside also, if you have the ozone layer disappear for just 45 minutes, all the crops and all the trees that are exposed and all the sea life in the top 10 meters will die. Did you know that? And what will happen, of course, the oceans would turn to red because you have a burst of zooplankton that are more resistant to the radiation. They'll eat up the things. That's why we're having a massive increase in jellyfish in the oceans, because there's 20,000 dead zones, some of them 200,000 square miles. And if you go to the Gulf of Mexico after the Macondo, which is the devil's food, that's what it is in Haitian, drill site, which they were told not to drill going back as long ago as 1951, these morons decided to start drilling there, knowing they didn't have valves that could take the pressure, and also knowing they had to drill through up to 2.5 miles of methane hydrates. And methane hydrates, when they go from the ocean floor of the Gulf of Mexico down a mile to the surface, they expand 684 times in volume. So you can have a burp.
Wow.
You literally create a tsunami. And so when the United Nations found out, because they listened to my program, because I warned them on this, they moved all their vehicles at least 100 miles inland from the Gulf Coast. Because a lot of intel agencies are come on my program. In fact, one of the ones I'm not going to call him by his first name, Paul. Paul is an engineer inside the Pentagon, and I'll have Paul on probably in the next few weeks. Last week I had, by his own name, Jason Burgess, and Jason actually is a former CENTCOM intel tech, and he's actually coming on last week, but he's also going to come on this coming weekend on Sunday, and we're going to do a live simulcast. So you're going to hear more classified information from my show and my videos than any other person on Earth that's ever lived. And an explanation of why it works. Now, people that want to disagree with me, I don't get them. The last time I had a disagreeable person that actually tried to argue with me was a doctor 6 years ago when I was over on Genesis. And at the end of it, I did what's called intellectual vivisection and left his body parts intellectually on the operating table without anesthetic. It was not pleasant. Now, you might think Dr. Deagle's mean. I'm not mean. I'm just not nice. Okay, there's a difference. Meaning nice, I'm going to lie to you so you like me. You like me because I'm a big brother that's going to tell you the truth to try to protect you. So if you're not taking Nutriodine with the constant feed of radiotoxins from Fukushima Daiichi, which is causing a mitochondrial apocalypse, and chronic persistent hypothyroidism and increasing diabetes, because basically diabetes, in a sense, is a mitochondrial dysfunction. Isn't it interesting? The best sine qua non on electron microscopy is the fact that you've got what's called decreased mitophagy, so you got ratty-looking mitochondria inside your cells. Now, the real problem originally is what I call the ice age gene is turned on because they think you're going to starve to death. Now, if you're a Neanderthal, and depending on the population, for example, I think I have 3.78% Neanderthal, which is much higher than the average. The average is like 1.5 or something. And my wife is a full J1C Viking, and she's got like 4.8 or something. The highest that you probably can get are Vikings. These are tough SOB people. Now, all the Celts and the Vikings have the highest percentage in the world, and the reason they can survive vile climates is because their bodies will lower their metabolism, they'll use fat for fuel in their muscles, and they're strong as hell and very big. My ancestors from Norway, when they came down in the 11th century to serve the king of France were, 6'9", okay, which back then was definitely a giant when the average height was 5'3". Okay, so
wow.
What people need to start understanding is these are survival genes, and they don't work very well when you're a Pima Indian, and you can run across the Sonoran Desert or some desert in the area, let's say Pima, or Four Corners. And 300 years ago, you're a super athlete, and today you're a diabetic going blind on dialysis. Same genes will make you survive, will kill you in the wrong environment and wrong diet, which is why our entire population are turning diabetic, going blind, becoming demented. In fact, the number one cause of death in Britain now is dementia. And dementia, and this is something for you and your dang doctors that don't know this, dementia is simply diabetes of the brain where your astrocytes no longer transport sugar. So if you don't have MCT from coconut milk or other forms of medium-chain triglycerides, your brain cells can't form a neural network and you become demented. So how many people do you think actually mentioned that diabetes is of the brain cells, astrocytes, is actually dementia? How many percentage? And also, by the way, if you have a nascent virus that's been hiding in your tissues in your brain from your childhood vaccines, Cornell University about 7 years ago discovered 28% of people that die, 28% of people that die in the autopsy, and this is overall, just not even the people just dementia, but 28%, they can grow a virus out of their brain tissue that they got from their childhood vaccines. Oops.
Wow.
Yucky, hey? Now, these guys weren't looking for it. They just found it. They were curious and say, hey, I wonder if brain tissue grows viruses. Oops. It's the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine, which is a rhesus monkey vaccine. It's an oncogenic vaccine that can cause things like astrocytoma of the brain cells, cancer, or do other bad things to you because these are attenuated viruses. And they can stick in a tissue for years, just like the herpes virus, herpes zoster, and then bubble up from the pericardium of the nerve cell body to your skin and all of a sudden give you a literally living hell as they destroy the myelin sheath of your peripheral nerves and put you into agony. Now, if you think the regular doctors know how to treat this, Nutriodine will stop it cold in its tracks. So if you're the first you take massive dosages. I'm talking about, 30 to 60 drops for the first 3 to 5 days at least, three times a day of Nutriodine. And you take our other antipathogens. I believe in triple threat, Allicin Med, 2 capsules, 3 times a day, and NutriSilver, but also my NutriDefense, which I designed, that blocks the viral capsid of all cells for the viral binding domain and destroys the viral capsid of all DNA and RNA viruses and boosts the natural killer cell. Then I add our new product, which we had a few months ago, NutriImmune 26Y, that includes transfer factors of immune cell activation of your T lymphocytes, and major antibodies for 26 major human pathogens, including herpes zoster, simplex, staph aureus, strep pneumoniae, proteus mirabilis, etc. Now, if you think the average doctor knows how to do that, in fact, I had a lady just 2 weeks ago contacted me for her mom, who had radiation and chemo to her brain because she had a head and neck cancer, and she developed a post-cancer brain abscess, which is not responding to their IV antibiotics and knucklehead doctors in Newfoundland. And, of course, she believes her doctors, because if you're a Newfie or a Cape Bretoner or anybody even here in America, in South Carolina, if your doctor is nice and smiles at you and maybe goes to the same church or decides to play golf with you, they must be a good guy and they must be omniscient. They must know everything. Not. Not. Now, I tell people, I said, how have I achieved so much knowledge? I said, because I asked 10,000 more questions than anybody else, and I don't mind walking through the valley of stupid or uninformed to find the truth. And virtually everything that I've been taught in medical school and residency is BS. Virtually everything. What causes cardiac arrhythmias, diabetes, cancer, aging, virtually everything I've been taught is total crap. And how have I found that out?
Wow.
I have an extremely inquisitive mind. I literally go to sleep and dream in equations and metabolic pathways. I'm not normal. I'm not presuming I'm normal. I never was normal. I'm built this way. Sorry. And it's a pain in the butt. And I know a lot of time as I talked to Barry Farber, I was going to offer him some help, and he said, I'm totally overwhelmed. I said, don't feel special. I overwhelm everyone. Now, my big thing, and I'm trying to learn from my wife and people like John B. Wells, how to speak slow enough that people can grasp me. I tell them, I said, well, The first thing you could do is you can record me and then play me back at Barry White speed. You know, the singer back in the 70s? Barry White, you know, had the lowest voice, and he sang really, really slow cadence, right? Unfortunately, Barry died away, by the way, also of diabetes and its complications. But virtually everybody is. By the time you're 79, 100% of the population are completely insulin resistant and they're on their way to full-blown dementia. And if you actually look at the markers of dementia and mitochondrial dysfunction, if you do an electron microscopy of their mitochondria, they're screwed and tattooed. Everybody is. So this is not just an isolated part of the population. Most illnesses are related to three things: low redox state, acidosis, and free radicals. And diabetes is a quintessential, perfect example of that. In fact, if you look at the best example of aging, it's Down syndrome, not progeria. And Down syndrome children are all hypothyroid, every single one of them. Isn't that interesting? They also accelerate. Their aging process is double the rate of normal. So if a Down syndrome child dies of a traumatic accident, like a car accident or a fall, and you do an autopsy and you do advanced testing, you find that their tissues basically act like they're twice their age. So if they die at 32, they're like a 64-year-old regular person.
And so iodine is a good thing to take to prevent mental retardation. Is that correct?
Right. So I make a formula, which I actually just made it again this morning for my daughter, Kelsey, and I put it in the fridge. And it has a whacking dose of nutriodine in there to try to stimulate her to make new mitochondria, because the primary cause of... There's five genes that cause Down syndrome, and I've lectured to pediatric geneticists about this as long ago as 25 years ago, because I worked also in research with the Canadian government and MSB out of Ottawa, Canada, and a special grant on research on what causes Down syndrome. And there's five genes. You don't need the full 21st chromosome, just a long-arm transfer of just one section called the CQ2122 section. Now, I can now... This shows you the level of science I have now. I'm going to be having on the program Pathway Genomics and other genetic companies, so I can actually do genetic studies and epigenetic studies of your metabolites and organic acids and tell you exactly why your child's got a developmental delay. I can do a quantitative electroencephalogram, T108 MRI scan, positron emission tomography, SPECT blood flow scan, and I can tell you precisely, even down to the neural pathways in their brain, connecting which group of neurons or cortex to the other, and which area is non-compliant in terms of frequency, voltages, and what's called coherence mapping. I can tell you exactly why your kid's not learning. How can you do that, Dr. Deagle? I said, do you think that I learned this at going to school? I learned it by being curious. I went to the school of... I went to the school of OMG. I call it the OMG school of, oh my God, I asked a question and found out that I was really, really stupid. I went to the OMG school. Do you like that?
That's exactly what I would do in class, too. I would always get, pointed at because I was asking too many questions.
Yeah, but when you ask questions, you start coming up with solutions. You see, right now I've got a back door to the president's office through Dr. Klatz and Dr. Bart Goldman, and I sent over my video of my health plan, which, by the way, is really radical. It involves metabolic testing of every American every 6 months free. It involves a value-added tax so that you don't have health plans, you don't have insurance, and you don't have exclusions. You hire all the health professionals in the county by the VAT going through the county to citizens and health providers, not to politicians or state operatives. And then anybody who's in a we call a voluntary position or isn't paid a giant salary, they're basically volunteering in there and they get paid a minimum stipend to actually go to the meetings. And beyond that, everybody receives rehab care, metabolic supplements, and even down the road, genetic therapy. So if we find genes we can insert or even do a mitochondrial upgrade, it's called mitochondrial protofection. I've worked out the technology how to make someone who has a genetic mitochondriopathy, even as an adult in the target organ, get new mitochondria. I figured out how to do that. So people say, Dr. Deagle, you can't do that. And this is something that shocks people, but no one will even ask the questions to challenge me. You can present any question in any sphere of human activity on Earth, and I will provide you an instant answer on air, live, or a framework to find the answer. And people say, that's not possible. I said, well, 10% of the time I have the answer. The other 90%, God inspires me. Instantly. Just like my ancestor, Moshe, Moses, because I'm his direct bloodline descendant. Now, I want you to understand that. Why does somebody like me show up? Well, in the last couple of weeks, we had two hurricanes. Well, we have weather warfare technology that could push these storms away. And Hurricane Harvey is going to cost $180 billion with 85% of the people without insurance in southern Texas and Louisiana, my brother included. I don't know if he has insurance. I haven't talked to him since. He's a hospital administrator and senior pharmacist in the hospital at Beaumont. His wife's a nurse of 40-some years, and I'm sure their house was destroyed. He told me it was flooded, which it doesn't matter if it's 2 inches or 4 feet. Flooded is flooded. That means you're going to have mold, you're going to have Zika virus, you're going to have structural damage, you're going to have a lot of problems. So now we got the other one coming. Hurricane Irma is a Cat 5 hurricane that's going to strike Florida directly all the way up to Georgia, Alabama, South Carolina, North Carolina, all the way through to East Tennessee and heading toward the swamp itself, Washington, District of Criminals. Amazing, eh? And these sumbitches haven't turned the storm away. Why? It's criminal.
We are the American Freedom Party.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com. Bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
And welcome back. Tony, so let's summarize. Number one, you're the head of the chemistry department overseeing the production and looking at the change in peaks of the Nutriodine. What we have going on in the world is what's called mitochondrial apocalypse. It's an unveiling of the fact that mitochondria are failing in all life forms. And those life form failures, it also is not just the life form failure in what we call eukaryotic cells, but also causes the phytoplasm of plants to fail, so when you're having a lot of toxic pollution in the oceans, that toxic pollution is causing the phytoplankton to die. Now, when we see Bill Nye, the science guy, with, by the way, Bill Nye is not a science person like a PhD guy with multiple credentials. He's a science actor. So he's really good at wiggling his curly eyebrows. That's it. Did you know that?
I had no idea.
In other words, he's a scientistic BSer. How's that? Scientistic. You like that? He's not a scientist. He's scientistic, which means he looks, smells, and tastes like real science, but it's not really. It's like biting into what's called a set prop for a movie, and they don't want the set props to decay, so they make them out of plastic. Okay? He's a set prop. Now, if you want real science, and again, you have to make a nonlinear program to look at what's going on, there's a number of things happening. Firstly, the ozone layer is thinning. You need three things for the ozone layer. A magnetosphere, which is reduced now 30 times since the Babylonian times, and it's reducing really fast right now because it's about to flip. Did you know there's two southern poles, not one? Do you know there's two south poles? Two magnetic south poles right now. Not one south pole, there's two. Number two, did you know that the North magnetic pole is moving at a very rapid pace away from what's called the axis of rotation of the Earth, and it's moving at such a pace over the last century, but it's really speeding up. That means we're very likely to have what's called a polar magnetic flip. And that when that flip happens, by the way, it increases the chance of what's called a lithospheric disjunction, where the crust of the Earth slides on the mantle. Now, in the 1960s, when we were doing satellite-based torsion field imaging, which is looking at the gravitonic field of Earth to see if we could image through the Earth, we found we can actually look in miles into the Earth to see minerals, because you can actually look at the harmonic resonant frequency, underground tunnels, all kinds of stuff. And we wondered, we saw these giant pockmarks. The giant pockmarks were actually ancient dormant volcanoes where the feeder hotspot disappeared and moved. Now, if the crust moves relative to the feeding hotspot coming up through the mantle, you got a dormant magma dome. So the best place to build underground cities in the world is not the matrix cities they build with the sodium-cooled nuclear reactors that cut through the rock face and make a zero-debris tunnel. Right now, the tunneling I took care of, John Fiala, who was friends of Bill Schneider. He was my patient. He got particle disease from the sodium-cooled nuclear reactors. They were tunneling it, and depending on the material they're cutting through, but on the average, about 7 miles per day. You know, this is much more advanced than the tunnel machine techniques they used at cutting a rock face with a great big rotating thing. Well, what you have to understand is we have a mitochondrial apocalypse occurring right now, and the primary thing to reverse it, which includes diabetes, dementia, heart disease, and many other illnesses, including autism, is Nutriodine. That's why it's our number one product by a large margin at NutriMedical. Almost every condition you can think of, you have to restore mitochondrial function and oxidative metabolism and discharge the halides and the feminizing halide biotoxins that lock onto the female receptor in male humans, alligators even, etc. Believe it or not, that's how bad the situation is. It is killing us slowly, like that song, killing us softly with halides.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.